سلام صد جونم تحمیرم.
سلام تحمیلی جان.
I've been inquiring lately and I was wondering if you can inquire about something that has happened to you to find out why this is happening, what is that happened, or just you know, things that are happening right now you can inquire about.
So what you're saying is, say something happens to you and you want to know why it happened?
Yes, ma'am.
I would say good luck. But there are some situations that no matter how much you put effort, you cannot accomplish. Then you can say, what is it showing to me? But to know the cause of why that happened to you is not that easy to know. But you can say to yourself, why am I failing at this? Why am I in the same, not in your case, I'm just saying it in general as an example. Why am I in the same situation all the time? And that's when one should sit down and say, what is in there for me to know? What is it showing me? And that is inquiry. But to say, why did I fall yesterday, or why did I, is hard to follow an event. But you can again dig in and ask for shedding light on the situation. That you can do.
Thank you so much, Alistair.
Yeah, because I don't want you to lose your energy on and get frustrated and not get anywhere by trying to find out why did that happen to me. But if it's repeated, just say, what do I need to see?
Thank you.
Yes, this is Sepide again. Actually, something I wanted to ask if I had the opportunity tonight is related to what you were just talking about, repeated events in, let's say, my own life. That's a few years ago. I kind of saw this, that the same kind of stories keep repeating in different forms. But when I became aware that, oh, this is that same thing in a different shape and form, I felt like they kept resolving just because I became aware of them. I became aware that, oh, this is the same thing. It might look different, feel different, but its base comes from the same root. And you mentioned something about that in FTE this week to Sagar, about once you inquire about why, or like the same thing happening over and over, you pass through it. Other opportunities, new doors open to you because you went through that. You kind of where you became aware of it's the same story. And I was wondering if you can elaborate on that a little bit more.
Well, when we are watchful of the activity of the mind, which we should be, then we see a thread in our emotion, another thread in the repeated thoughts and repeated events, which is the outcome of the repeated thoughts. And that being vigilant, being conscious, and the reason you saw that, because for a moment you became conscious. You say, wait a minute, this is what is happening. But imagine, most people don't even know they have this option within themselves to see that. Just being vigilant. But like I was saying to Tahmine, of course I don't know what the situation is, but if there is a chain of event that shows obstacle after obstacle, then sit in silence and ask for light be shed on it, or really inquiry, dive in and see if there is anything intuitively you can see in it that would give you the news of getting out of it, out of that cycle. But to just say that why this happened to me and how can I find out, it's very hard. The activity of Maya is really hard to predict. And I think another thing that is very important, Sepide and Tahmine, is that we don't put 2 and 2, 4, saying, well, this happened, then it must be this. It has to be intuitive. Otherwise, it's a concept. And the best way to activate this intuitiveness is to be curious in silence.
That something has changed in me a bit, and for some reason I don't know why I condemned myself for so long, but now when I look back, it was these promptings of my inner self that guided me so well that seemed like mistakes at the time, but weren't.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's beautiful. That again, being alert, being present. Somehow you woke up to not the repetition and the warning of the mind or the condemnation. Something in you shift into see the events as a stepping stone. We really are not the doer. Honestly, we are not. I mean, I look at my life. I had nothing to do with it. I mean, I am sitting here and talking to you guys. I really don't know what part of me has something to do with this. Or you're listening. It is just, and when we realize that, like Adrienne was saying, we see that whatever happened and didn't happen accumulated this moment together, this present time to us, for each other. Whatever we had, didn't have, or made a mistake or didn't, all sums up to now. Yeah, condemnation is notorious for women, I know very well. Used to be my best friend. In its questioning and or just being aware, I remember hearing this story that I've told a few times, where Baba said condemnation was not created by God. It's a mind made. He was saying to 5, 6 women, and I knew a few of them after they told me the story.